Bookstores across the country are opening early and closing late as Dan Brown fever grips the nation.
And that's going to be $19 even out of 20.
Here at Borders, one of Washington's largest stores, copies of The Lost Symbol are leaving the shelves as fast as they can be stacked. Yeah, so you've got two books there.
Yes. One is for a present for my boyfriend's sister, and then one is for my boyfriend and I to share.
I think they're pretty believable. I mean, I know some of the stuff is false, but I like to believe some of the stuff. It's very interesting.
No, I'm actually pretty excited. I had a fun time reading The Da Vinci Code, and so I'm looking forward to this book as well.
So why did you feel it was necessary to reserve one? So
they'd been hyped up in the media quite a bit. They were producing mass copies, 6 million, I think, in advance, and so you didn't want to take a chance for being in a big urban city like this. So.
April Lilly is the store manager.
Well, we took reservations, and that builds a lot of excitement about the book as well, too. So as customers would come in, we would ask them if they want to reserve the book. So that builds the excitement that, oh, I've got a reservation now. You know, when the book comes out, I'm going to have that book in my hand. I don't have to worry about not being able to get it. It's been a while since we've had a book this large to bring in this many people. So it's very exciting.
And it's not just bookstores that are reveling in the hype. The city itself is bracing for a surge in visitors, eager to see for themselves the numerous landmarks central to the plot.
Welcome to the House of the Temple. This is the atrium, and the building was built between 1911 and 1915. The architect is John Russell.
Heather Calloway is director of special programs at the House of the Temple, the Freemason headquarters mentioned on page one.
Already we've seen a huge impact, so people were coming out when they just heard rumors that the House of the Temple was mentioned in the book. So we started with 10,000 visitors a year, and we're expecting that to increase dramatically. So I know Rosalind Temple in Scotland went from 10,000 to about 175,000, so I'm hoping we do similarly.
Are you going to be able to cope?
Yes, definitely. I have a lot of college students that do our tours, as well as local masons who pitch in. So, yes, we're excited for it.
Guarded by two enormous sphinxes, a marble staircase leads to an upstairs room where, in the book, a secret initiation ceremony sets the scene. Heather, the description is of somebody drinking out of a skull. Is that the sort of thing you do here?
No, most definitely not. It's a fictitious ceremony he's describing there.
So what would you normally do in the room that he's describing?
Well, it's used for the National Convention biennial session. So the officers meet in there and go over the basic bylaws and rules changes for the organization itself.
That's so boring. Are you sure you don't drink out of skulls?
We do not.
Such fanciful flights of Freemason fiction are expected to lure millions of readers worldwide. But at least one person at Borders won't be buying Dan Brown's latest book. Local author Janice Law is attempting to sell her own Washington mystery alongside The Lost Symbol.
How would you like to be the author who competes with Dan Brown on the day that Dan Brown debuts his book? I've got courage.
And what's your book called?
It's called Wicked Good Secrets, and it's about the 200-year-old disappearance of the U.S. Capitol cornerstone.
Well, good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You saved $11.98.
Thank you. I can call it.
Don't need a bag?
Thanks.